With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of powerful listening. The year was 1918. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month was the time chosen for the armistice of World War I to take effect. As we observe the centenary of the conclusion of that tragic and gruesome war, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll feature a special program of hymns, readings, and anthems to mark the occasion. It's taken from a live concert of remembrance and reconciliation at the 2018 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists held in Kansas City, home to the National World War I Museum and Memorial. The war was hailed as the war to end all wars, yet 9 million soldiers died, 21 million were wounded, and over 6 million civilians were killed, including 2 million in Russia alone. The extraordinarily poignant performance we'll hear includes hymns commissioned for the concert by Zachary Wadsworth and Susan and David Cherwin, along with others by John Bell, Richard Webster, and John Sibelius. Choral music, including some that is improvised, includes the world premiere of movements of the Great War Requiem by Ben Spaulding, who conducts this entire performance, along with excerpts from A Kipling Requiem by John Muleisen. Organist for the event was Jan Crable, resident organist for the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, and it's all tied together with narration by Dr. Matthew Naylor, president and CEO of the National World War I Museum and Memorial. We begin with a prelude for organ, brass, and percussion by Charles-Marie Vidor, composed in the midst of World War I, Salvum Pax Populum Tuum, Opus 84, Save Your People. I'm Peter Dubois, and this is a special program in commemoration of the centenary of the World War I armistice. Coming up, we'll hear from narrator Matthew Naylor. You're listening to With Heart and Voice.
The world leading up to 1914 was very much like the world of today. Rising nationalism in Europe, brought about by awareness of ethnic differences, shifting alliances between nations and ruling families, countries and empires that sought increased influence to drive their goals of expansion, changing technologies, including shifts in energy sources that changed power balances, to name just some of the conditions. So while the murder of the heir to the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and Duchess Sophie is considered by many to be the cause of World War I, it is better thought of as the match that struck the kindling of a well-set fire, fed by the flames of the conditions of the age. What makes this war different from those preceding it was that this was the first global conflict. The rise of empires throughout the world meant that every continent of the globe was drawn into the war. Indians, Australians, Costa Ricans, Haitians, Thai, and multitudes of others soon found themselves traveling to foreign European lands or providing resources to propel the war. And the world was never to be the same again.
nursed from the first in our cleanness was given to corruption unveiled and assailed by the violence unfair. By the heart-shaking jest of decay, where it flowed in the fire to be blanched or again painted by fumes, to be sinned by fire. And retossed instead mutilation from crater to crater. For this we shall take expiation.
We soon learned that there would be never enough coffins to meet the demand, never enough tears to quell the grief, never enough words to describe the horrors, never enough imagination to anticipate what we might do to each other. The scale of death was massive. Additionally, conditions on the front lines caused illness, leading to even more death. Some 9 million soldiers died, perhaps as many as 16 million. How do you count when the scale is so massive and wave after wave of soldier is sent into battle only to fall, and the next wave comes in and the next? At least another 22 million wounded, many never to regain productive lives. Losses to nations were immense.
This is a special program in commemoration of the centenary of the World War I armistice, and next, we'll hear the offertorium from the Great War Requiem by Ben Spaulding. You're listening to With Heart and Voice.
The story goes that as the care packages arrived, the spirit of Christmas was in the air. Christmas 1914 was different than before. The world was at war. Believing they would have been home before the leaves had fallen, the troops found themselves in trenches along the western front of France and Belgium, dug in for the long haul. Hearing the carols being sung, a different language but melodies they all knew, some officers carefully put their heads up to look across no man's land. Gingerly, some climbed out, carefully moving across the land to collect their dead. Then more singing. More men came out, bringing with them items from their care packages, chocolate, socks, lollies to share, meeting in no man's land to swap gifts. Someone brought out a ball, kicking it to mates, and then the enemy, and soon a game of soccer ensued, here and in other places. Across the front, more than 100,000 troops on Christmas Eve 1914, and Christmas Day, and Boxing Day, too.
Thank you.
Sleeping in the ground for as many as 80 years, poppy seeds in Belgium and France lay dormant, disturbed by the artillery and nourished by the rotting corpse. They sprout, blooming to a carpet of red, blood red poppies across the fields of Flanders and northern France. In Flanders' field, where poppies blow between the crosses row on row, can you imagine the grief? Whole families of young men, all the men of the village, or at least most in towns and cities, lost a generation the world over, killed or forever damaged. To wear war's wounds for years to come, what to do? Losing one child is overwhelming, not just mine, but yours, and yours, and yours, and yours, and theirs too.
Thank you.
We're listening to a concert of remembrance and reconciliation recorded at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in Kansas City. Coming up, Matthew Naylor continues the narrative. You're listening to With Heart and Voice.
The squad approached a German roadblock with two machine guns. The soldier got up with his bayonet in hand and, against the orders of his sergeant, charged. The German troops tried to wave him off. He kept going, firing a shot or two, and when he got too close to the machine guns, he was shot in a burst of automatic fire and killed instantly. At 10:59 a.m., the last Allied soldier was shot, just 1 minute before the armistice took effect. Just 1 minute. Knowing that the armistice would come into force at 11 a.m., the German soldiers had tried to stop him, to wave him off, to stop the bloodshed. This last man who died, shot by a German machine gunner, this last man, Henry Gunther, a German-American, born to German parents in Maryland. Had he waited just one more minute, they might have welcomed him as his brother. Mein Bruder, mein Bruder. As many as 35 million dead, millions more wounded, families torn apart, with another 50 to 100 million dead from the flu of 1919. The founding catastrophe of the modern age. Over. Could it really be? Would the peace be held? A war to end all wars? But for now, the pieces that remained were slowly put back together.
Thank you. We remember with sorrow those whose lives were lost and those whom death has taken from our midst. Taking these into our hearts with all of our beloved, we recall them now with reverence. In the rising of the sun and its going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of winter, we remember them. In the opening buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. In the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we are lost and are sick in heart, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. So long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them.
Music and narrative from A Concert of Remembrance and Reconciliation, performed at the 2018 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists held in Kansas City. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, and for this special program to mark the centennial of the World War I Armistice, November 11, 1918. Performers in the program included the Spire Chamber Ensemble, led by composer and conductor Ben Spaulding, organist Jan Krabel, the Convention Brass and Percussion Ensemble, and narrator Matthew Naylor, president and CEO of the National World War I Museum and Memorial. Recording engineer for the concert was William F. Lund, and this broadcast is made possible in part with assistance from friend and colleague Michael Barone. You can find more information about this program, find a complete playlist of the music in this broadcast, and listen to audio of past programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.